something beyond what they could do on the field that's part of the equation just because they...
Well, there always is. You know, every opportunity to evaluate is taken, and there's always thought given to normal circumstances to how people are going to fit in, how they'll not only help us as a team, but obviously in representing the Giants. So I would say yes.
With regard to Vereen, you haven't had a lot of pass-catching backs here for a couple of years as a specialty. How good is he out of the backfield, and how much of a...
Well, he had an exceptional year a year ago. And, you know, he, in certain situations, he was dominant because if people played certain coverages and Brady only thought to drop the ball off, the catch and the run were a huge part of their offense. And, you know, we felt like that ingredient, in addition to some of the other people that we would pose as threats, would really do a good job of accommodating the rest of our offense.
Is Victor going to play this week?
Probably not. That's it?
Coach, what have you seen offensively and defensively in terms of your team responding after Friday?
Well, I would say it's been a good week of practice. Certainly last night was very spirited. The first night of the week, Sunday night, was when you saw all the offensive production with Odell and Victor and Larry getting involved and Eli throwing the ball down the field. He threw the ball down the field again last night, which was good. But, you know, I'll continue to say what I said yesterday. They got to practice. For us to advance in terms of the passing game, the timing, the significance of knowing exactly when people are reacting to coverage and adjusting their routes, et cetera, that's all got to be seen through the eyes of the quarterback. And it's been very rare that we've had the whole group out there to practice with. But there's some other guys that are getting a lot of time, and will get a lot of time this weekend, and it's in the long run going to be good for our team.
Randall still out?
Is who?
Randall.
As of now, he is. Yep.
Odell will be back today?
Today he's going to work, yeah.
Is there anyone else besides Victor that you know that's not going to play in the game on Saturday? Ruben, I assume, at this point?
Well, we'll see about all of that. I'm not going to project anything just yet. We've got some guys that have been out that are going to remain out.
Coach, you have a ton of playmakers on offense. What's your confidence level in your defense right now?
My confidence level is growing, but we've got to, again, test ourselves in these preseason games. And this weekend will be an outstanding test because you have a team that's trying to be very physical, wants to run the ball, has a good run defense. So it'll be a good test.
Tom, who'll start on the right side of your offensive line?
In all likelihood, J.J. and Marshall. You know, same combination. But obviously Schwartz is going to get his opportunity to play in there. So we'll see. Possibly.
How are Prince and Napper coming along? They
Prince practiced yesterday. Prince had about 15 plays yesterday, which was good to see. Hopefully he'll be able to do some more. Burhe does nothing but individual. He's trying to understand what we want of him and understand the terminology as best he can. And I think, you know, he starts to grasp it. Yesterday was a little bit better than the day before. So
how much will he play Saturday?
Probably a limited amount since he's been here a very short time and this will be his first experience.
Who do you likely expect to start in that secondary in this preseason game run with the first team there?
You'll see. I mean, it's not going to be anything complicated. I'll let you know that.
With the new extra point rules, have you spent any extra time in the past to think about what your strategy would be?
Well, I have. As you see, many people came out last weekend and just went for two. But there's the advantage there is no different than it ever was. So I think it's just as important to kick extra points from 33 yards as it is to go for two. So I think the real interesting concept there is a defensive penalty. Defensive penalty puts the ball at the one. Most people are going to go for the 2 points then.
So the fact that it makes
statistically, it makes sense that there'll be more extra points missed, so that that difference must, wouldn't affect your thinking.
Well, as I've said before, the old extra point circumstance was 99 point something, and the 33-yard field goal was 94 something. So in between there, yeah, it's something, but it's still, I don't think until late, you know, you're talking maybe after November, after Thanksgiving and December, before any of those issues, I think, come up. So I think I'm hoping that our percentages in terms of 33-yard extra points are going to be 100%, just like I always think.
Yeah, I'm just curious. So let's say it's a bad day in December here. I mean, would literally be in touch then potentially with the kicker as to what he thinks about 33-yard extra point at that point in the game?
I would, well, not necessarily at that point of the game, but obviously pregame we would go through all that. It would be a part of the questions that I always ask, you know, how far, what's the distance like today from both ends? You know, I get a feel for what the wind is, and if the wind is an issue during the course of the game, then you have to revisit it. So it's a constant, yeah.
Anything else?
Any projection on how deep you think your receivers are going
to
go?
Play a little more probably than they did the other day.
What are you looking to see from them in general?
Improvement.